As we've been hearing, the Yiddish Book Center has been working to tell the whole Jewish story by rescuing, translating, and disseminating Yiddish books, and to broaden understanding of modern Jewish identity.
Given that a main goal of the center is to translate Yiddish literature into English, we meet Sebastian Shulman, the Translation Projects Coordinator at the Yiddish Book Center, an alum of the Yiddish Book Center's Steiner Summer Yiddish Program. He began learning Yiddish in 2004 and is a published literary translator.
Sebastian is also a PhD candidate in Jewish literature at Indiana University and teaches courses at Hampshire and Smith Colleges, and it's a pleasure to welcome him to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's cut to the chase, because we've been talking about this a lot this morning, about this
translation,
but the art of translation, I mean, of what you have to do. What are the challenges in your job?
So my job is to run our translation programs.
Yes.
We have the sort of centerpiece of the programs are to train translators.
There's more of you. So you have a whole team of people doing this, right?
Yes,
that's the idea, so that you propagate.
Are they
exactly.
Are they hard to find?
Yes and no. We've had almost an incredibly surprising number of applicants every year for our translation fellowship program. We're in our second year. We had about 30 applications the first year, 36 the second year. So they keep coming at us, and you would think, you know, Yiddish translation is a small world, but there are people, incredibly talented translators.
Who are they?
They come from all over the place. We work from Yiddish to English, so that narrows the audience a bit. But they're mostly graduate students or professors who have studied Yiddish, but we also get a fair number of native speakers who just love the literature and have been writing or trying to convey this literature in English for a broader audience.
We had a letter. We take letters here. Mm. We didn't read many today, but wanting to know what the difference between Hebrew and Yiddish was. And, of course, there's a German element in Yiddish. Could you explain a little of that to us?
Sure. So Yiddish is a Germanic language, just like English is a Germanic language. But Yiddish is sort of the contained of the Jewish people in it. So it's a Germanic language. It came about in German-speaking lands almost 1,000 years ago, but it contains the everyday essence of Jewish life. So words like Shabbos, Saturday, mm-hmm. the word for Saturday in Yiddish is Shabbos. So there's a Hebrew-Aramaic component in Yiddish.
What's the word for Saturday in German?
I don't actually know German, and the only German I know is through Yiddish, so I don't know that.
But if somebody was speaking German to you and you were a maven in Yiddish, could you understand?
Yes, yes. The last time I was in Germany, I just spoke Yiddish all the time, and we understood each other, absolutely.
Samstag is the word.
Samstag.
For Saturday.
And as Jews moved from German-speaking lands over into Eastern Europe, Yiddish picked up Slavic words and Slavic syntax, and it's a sort of a melting pot of a language in and of itself.
Mm. But there was an earlier reference to European Jews who wanted to get away from Jewish culture and wanted to be Germanized or whatever else. And so how did that fit into all of this?
There is a sort of style of Yiddish writing called Deutschmärsch, which means Germanized. And so some texts will be in a very sort of Germanized Yiddish, and it's considered very high status and by some very sort of too high status, too highfalutin.
As in, Fui, who do they think they are?
Yeah.
So when we talk about these translation projects, mm-hmm. there are many ongoing projects at the time.
Yes. So the centerpiece is our translation fellowship program, where
yes.
we train translators. And we have nine fellows this year, actually.
They have nice desks. That's a cool bet. We were down in their offices. That's a cool little bat cave for everybody down there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We try to treat them nicely.
Like, very nice, yeah.
Digs. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they work on a book-length project over the course of the year, and we hope...
Meaning translate an entire book.
In translating a novel, a set of plays, a book of poetry, they get to choose their project, and we hook them up with a mentor, an experienced translator, not just from Yiddish, sometimes from other languages too, to help them with the process. And so that's the centerpiece of our translation programs. We have two publishing initiatives to make sure that work that people are doing actually gets out there. So we have a annual digital edition of our magazine, The Pakkenteget.
Indeed. And we get it at the house.
Okay, so there's two issues a year that are in print, and starting 2 years ago, we now do a third issue, which is a digital edition exclusively devoted to translation. So it has about 200 pages of new, sort of undiscovered texts, short stories, drama. We have historical documents that people come across that they've translated and they want to get out to a broader audience.
And I want to mention that if you join the place, you get a membership and you get the Pakkenteget.
Yes, the Pakkenteget that comes with your membership comes out twice a year, and this special edition, this third issue, you can get right on our website.
Great.
And you can find out more information by going to yiddishbookcenter.org, yiddishbookcenter.org. So what are you excited about for the summer?
The most exciting thing that happens in the
swimming.
Summer. Swimming. I can't swim, actually.
Really?
You should learn to swim.
I should learn to
okay.
swim.
Okay.
But besides Yidstock, the most exciting thing that happens here during the summer is the Steiner Summer Yiddish Program. And as you said, I'm an alum of the program. I started Yiddish here 10 years ago. For me,
knowing that, nothing.
Knowing nothing. Nothing. I knew some Hebrew, right. But not a word of Yiddish.
And what made you come?
You know, I lived in Montreal at the time. I was a student up at McGill University.
Mm. Three great delicatessens in Montreal.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, the smoked meat.
Yeah.
And the question of language is always alive in Montreal. And so I was thinking, you know, Yiddish, this is the language that my grandmother speaks. This is the language that is somehow mine. And I saw an ad for the program, the Steiner Summer Yiddish Program, at McGill, and I just sort of accidentally fell into it, and I've been falling deeper and deeper since.
Well, Sebastian Shulman is the Translation Projects Coordinator at Book Center. Again, you can find out more about his work and see just how far he's fallen into all of this. YiddishBookCenter.org, YiddishBookCenter.org. Sebastian, thank you very much for joining us.
Shalom dank, thank you.
You're listening to the Roundtables live broadcast from Amherst on WAMC.